The Innovator's Dilemma, When New Technologies Cause Great Firms to Fail. By Clayton M. Christensen. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary: The Innovator's Dilemma, When New Technologies Cause Great Firms to Fail by Clayton M. Christensen is a book that examines the reasons why some of the most successful companies in history have failed when faced with disruptive technologies. The author argues that these firms fail because they are too focused on their current customers and markets, and do not pay enough attention to new technologies or potential competitors. He also suggests that managers should be aware of how disruptive innovations can affect their business, and take steps to ensure they remain competitive. Christensen begins by discussing the concept of disruptive technology, innovations which create entirely new markets or disrupt existing ones. He then looks at several case studies from different industries, such as disk drives, steel production, retailing, computers and software development. In each case study, he identifies what went wrong for the company in question, whether it was an inability to recognize a disruptive innovation or failure to respond quickly enough. He then goes on to discuss how companies can avoid making similar mistakes in future. He suggests that managers should focus more on understanding customer needs than simply trying to maximize profits. This will help them identify opportunities for disruption before their competitors do so. Additionally, he recommends investing resources into researching emerging technologies even if there is no immediate payoff. This will enable firms to stay ahead of competition. Finally, Christensen outlines his theory of sustaining versus disruptive innovations, the former being those which improve upon existing products while the latter completely change them or create entirely new markets. By understanding this distinction better, managers can make informed decisions about where best to invest resources in order to keep up with changing market conditions. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Disruptive technologies can cause established firms to fail. Disruptive technologies are those that are initially inferior to existing technologies, but eventually overtake them due to their lower cost and greater convenience. Established firms often fail to recognize the potential of disruptive technologies, leading to their downfall. Main idea number 2. The Innovator's Dilemma is the tension between exploiting existing technologies and investing in disruptive technologies. Established firms must decide whether to focus on exploiting existing technologies or investing in disruptive technologies. This decision can be difficult, as investing in disruptive technologies can be risky and may not pay off. Main idea number 3. The Innovator's Dilemma is caused by the market's demand for performance. The market's demand for performance can cause established firms to focus on improving existing technologies, rather than investing in disruptive technologies. This can lead to the failure of established firms when disruptive technologies overtake existing technologies. Main idea number 4. Established firms must focus on the right markets. Established firms must focus on the right markets in order to succeed. Focusing on markets that are not ready for disruptive technologies can lead to failure, as the firm will not be able to capitalize on the potential of the disruptive technology. Main idea number 5. Established firms must be willing to cannibalize their own products. Established firms must be willing to cannibalize their own products in order to succeed. Cannibalizing existing products can help the firm to capitalize on the potential of disruptive technologies. Main idea number 6. Established firms must be willing to invest in disruptive technologies. Established firms must be willing to invest in disruptive technologies in order to succeed. Investing in disruptive technologies can be risky, but it can also lead to great rewards if the firm is able to capitalize on the potential of the disruptive technology. Main idea number 7. Established firms must be willing to experiment. Established firms must be willing to experiment in order to succeed. Experimenting with disruptive technologies can help the firm to identify potential opportunities and capitalize on them. Main idea number 8. Established firms must be willing to take risks. Established firms must be willing to take risks in order to succeed. Taking risks can help the firm to capitalize on the potential of disruptive technologies, but it can also lead to failure if the risks are not managed properly. Main idea number 9. Established firms must be willing to change their business models. Established firms must be willing to change their business models in order to succeed. Changing business models can help the firm to capitalize on the potential of disruptive technologies, but it can also lead to failure if the changes are not managed properly. Main idea number 10. Established firms must be willing to embrace failure. Established firms must be willing to embrace failure in order to succeed. Embracing failure can help the firm to learn from its mistakes and capitalize on the potential of disruptive technologies. Main idea number 11. Established firms must be willing to invest in new capabilities. Established firms must be willing to invest in new capabilities in order to succeed. Investing in new capabilities can help the firm to capitalize on the potential of disruptive technologies, but it can also lead to failure if the investments are not managed properly. Main idea number 12. Established firms must be willing to invest in new markets. Established firms must be willing to invest in new markets in order to succeed. Investing in new markets can help the firm to capitalize on the potential of disruptive technologies, but it can also lead to failure if the investments are not managed properly. Main idea number 13. Established firms must be willing to invest in new technologies. Established firms must be willing to invest in new technologies in order to succeed. Investing in new technologies can help the firm to capitalize on the potential of disruptive technologies, but it can also lead to failure if the investments are not managed properly. Main idea number 14. Established firms must be willing to invest in new products. Established firms must be willing to invest in new products in order to succeed. Investing in new products can help the firm to capitalize on the potential of disruptive technologies, but it can also lead to failure if the investments are not managed properly. Main idea number 15. Established firms must be willing to invest in new services. Established firms must be willing to invest in new services in order to succeed. Investing in new services can help the firm to capitalize on the potential of disruptive technologies, but it can also lead to failure if the investments are not managed properly. Main idea number 16. Established firms must be willing to invest in new processes. Established firms must be willing to invest in new processes in order to succeed. Investing in new processes can help the firm to capitalize on the potential of disruptive technologies, but it can also lead to failure if the investments are not managed properly. Main idea number 17. Established firms must be willing to invest in new organizational structures. Established firms must be willing to invest in new organizational structures in order to succeed. Investing in new organizational structures can help the firm to capitalize on the potential of disruptive technologies, but it can also lead to failure if the investments are not managed properly. Main idea number 18. Established firms must be willing to invest in new talent. Established firms must be willing to invest in new talent in order to succeed. Investing in new talent can help the firm to capitalize on the potential of disruptive technologies, but it can also lead to failure if the investments are not managed properly. Main idea number 19. Established firms must be willing to invest in new partnerships. Established firms must be willing to invest in new partnerships in order to succeed. Investing in new partnerships can help the firm to capitalize on the potential of disruptive technologies, but it can also lead to failure if the investments are not managed properly. Main idea number 20. Established firms must be willing to invest in new strategies. Established firms must be willing to invest in new strategies in order to succeed. Investing in new strategies can help the firm to capitalize on the potential of disruptive technologies, but it can also lead to failure if the investments are not managed properly. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Disruptive technologies can cause established firms to fail in a number of ways. First, these technologies are often initially inferior to existing ones, meaning that they may not be attractive to the market at first. However, over time they become more cost-effective and convenient than their predecessors, allowing them to overtake the market share of established firms. This is especially true when those firms do not recognize the potential of disruptive technologies or invest in them early on. Furthermore, even if an established firm does recognize the potential of a disruptive technology and invests in it early on, there is still no guarantee that it will succeed. Disruptive technologies often require different business models than those used by traditional companies. As such, many established firms struggle with adapting their strategies and processes accordingly. Ultimately, this means that while some established firms may successfully adopt disruptive technologies and remain competitive in their markets for years to come, others may find themselves unable to keep up with changing trends and eventually fall behind. Main idea number 2. The innovator's dilemma is a concept that has been explored in depth by Clayton M. Christensen in his book The Innovator's Dilemma: When New Technologies Cause Great Firms to Fail. It describes the tension between exploiting existing technologies and investing in disruptive technologies, which can be difficult for established firms to navigate. Exploiting existing technologies involves focusing on improving current products and services, while investing in disruptive technologies requires taking risks with new ideas that may not pay off. This dilemma presents a challenge for companies as they must decide whether to focus their resources on what is already working or take a chance on something new. In order to make this decision effectively, companies must consider both short-term gains from exploiting existing technology and long-term potential of investing in disruptive technology. They must also weigh the risk associated with each option carefully before making an informed decision about how best to move forward. Main idea number 3. The innovator's dilemma is caused by the market's demand for performance. This demand can lead established firms to focus on improving existing technologies, rather than investing in disruptive technologies that could potentially overtake them. As a result, these firms may fail to keep up with the changing landscape of technology and be left behind when disruptive innovations take over. This dilemma is especially difficult for established companies because they are often reluctant to invest in new technologies due to their riskiness and lack of immediate returns. However, if they do not make this investment, then they will likely miss out on opportunities that could have been beneficial in the long run. Additionally, even if an established firm does decide to invest in a disruptive technology, it may still struggle against competitors who have already adopted it. Ultimately, the innovator's dilemma highlights how important it is for businesses to stay ahead of technological trends and remain open-minded about potential investments. By doing so, companies can ensure that they remain competitive and avoid being left behind by more innovative rivals. Main idea number 4. Established firms must focus on the right markets in order to succeed. This means that they should identify and target markets where their disruptive technologies can be most effective, rather than trying to force a technology into an existing market. Focusing on markets that are not ready for disruptive technologies can lead to failure, as the firm will not be able to capitalize on the potential of the disruptive technology. Furthermore, established firms need to understand how customers use their products and services in order to develop new solutions that meet customer needs. In The Innovator's Dilemma: When New Technologies Cause Great Firms to Fail by Clayton M. Christensen, he explains how established companies often fail because they do not recognize or respond quickly enough when a disruptive technology enters their market space. He argues that successful companies must stay ahead of technological change by focusing on emerging markets and developing innovative solutions tailored specifically for those markets. By understanding which markets are ripe for disruption and then targeting them with appropriate strategies, established firms can ensure success in today's rapidly changing business environment. Companies should also strive to create value through innovation instead of relying solely on existing products or services. Main idea number 5. Established firms must be willing to cannibalize their own products in order to succeed. This means that they must be willing to replace existing products with new ones, even if it means sacrificing short-term profits. Cannibalizing existing products can help the firm to capitalize on the potential of disruptive technologies and stay ahead of competitors who may not have access to them. By investing in these new technologies, established firms can create a competitive advantage and remain relevant in an ever-changing market. In his book The Innovator's Dilemma, When New Technologies Cause Great Firms to Fail, Clayton M. Christensen explains how established companies often fail because they are unwilling or unable to embrace disruptive technologies. He argues that by embracing disruption early on, companies can avoid being left behind as technology advances and markets evolve. Cannibalizing existing products is a difficult decision for any company, but one that could pay off significantly in the long run. Established firms should consider this strategy when faced with disruptive technologies so they don't become victims of their own success. Main idea number 6. Established firms must be willing to invest in disruptive technologies if they want to remain competitive and successful. Investing in disruptive technologies can be a risky endeavor, but it can also lead to great rewards if the firm is able to capitalize on the potential of the disruptive technology. As Clayton M. Christensen explains in his book The Innovator's Dilemma, when new technologies cause great firms to fail, disruptive innovations are those that create new markets by transforming existing products or services into something much more affordable and accessible. By investing in these types of technologies, established firms have an opportunity to gain a competitive edge over their rivals. However, investing in disruptive technologies requires careful consideration and planning, as there is no guarantee that such investments will pay off. Established firms should conduct thorough research into any potential investment before committing resources so that they understand both the risks and rewards associated with it. Additionally, established firms should ensure that they have adequate resources available for implementation once an investment has been made. Ultimately, established firms must recognize that investing in disruptive technologies is essential for staying ahead of their competition and remaining relevant within their industry. With proper research and planning, these investments can provide significant returns while helping them stay at the forefront of innovation. Main idea number 7. Established firms must be willing to experiment if they want to remain competitive in the ever-changing business landscape. Experimenting with disruptive technologies can help a firm identify potential opportunities and capitalize on them before their competitors do. This is especially important for established firms, as they are often slower to adopt new technologies than smaller, more agile companies. In his book The Innovator's Dilemma, When New Technologies Cause Great Firms to Fail, Clayton M. Christensen explains that established firms need to take risks and embrace experimentation in order to stay ahead of the competition. He argues that by experimenting with disruptive technologies, established firms can gain an edge over their rivals and create value for themselves. Experimentation is essential for any company looking to stay ahead of the curve and remain competitive in today's market. Established firms should not be afraid of taking risks or trying out new ideas. Instead, they should embrace experimentation as a way of staying one step ahead of their competitors. Main idea number 8. Established firms must be willing to take risks in order to succeed. Taking risks can help the firm to capitalize on the potential of disruptive technologies, but it can also lead to failure if the risks are not managed properly. As Clayton M. Christensen explains in his book The Innovator's Dilemma, when new technologies cause great firms to fail, established firms need to carefully consider their risk-taking strategies and weigh them against potential rewards. When taking a risk, an established firm should assess its current capabilities and resources as well as its ability to adapt quickly when needed. It is important for companies to understand that there is no guarantee of success when taking a risk. However, with careful planning and execution, they may be able to reap great rewards from their efforts. In addition, established firms should recognize that some risks may have greater potential than others. For example, investing in new technology or entering into new markets could bring about significant returns if done correctly. On the other hand, failing at such endeavors could result in costly losses. Ultimately, established firms must be willing and prepared for both success and failure when taking risks. By understanding their own strengths and weaknesses as well as assessing each opportunity thoroughly before making any decisions, they will be better equipped for whatever outcome arises. Main idea number 9. Established firms must be willing to change their business models in order to succeed. This means that they must be open to new ideas and technologies, even if these disrupt existing markets or create entirely new ones. It also requires a willingness to experiment with different strategies and approaches, as well as the ability to adapt quickly when necessary. In addition, established firms should strive for continuous improvement by regularly evaluating their current processes and making changes where needed. Changing business models can help the firm capitalize on the potential of disruptive technologies, but it can also lead to failure if the changes are not managed properly. Established firms need to understand how these technologies will affect their industry and develop plans for responding accordingly. They should also consider how they can use these technologies in innovative ways that give them an edge over competitors. The Innovator's Dilemma: When New Technologies Cause Great Firms to Fail by Clayton M. Christensen provides valuable insight into this process of change management. The book outlines how successful companies have adapted their business models in response to disruptive technology while avoiding pitfalls along the way. Main idea number 10. Established firms must be willing to embrace failure in order to succeed. Failure can provide valuable lessons that help the firm identify and address weaknesses, as well as capitalize on opportunities for growth. By embracing failure, established firms can learn from their mistakes and use them to inform future decisions. This allows them to stay ahead of disruptive technologies and remain competitive in an ever-changing market. In his book The Innovator's Dilemma: When New Technologies Cause Great Firms to Fail, Clayton M. Christensen explains how established companies often fail when faced with disruptive technologies because they are unwilling or unable to adapt quickly enough. He argues that by being open to failure, these companies can better understand the potential of new technologies and develop strategies for success. Embracing failure is not easy, but it is essential if a company wants to remain competitive in today's rapidly changing business environment. Established firms must be willing to take risks and experiment with new ideas if they want to stay ahead of the competition and continue growing into the future. Main idea number 11. Established firms must be willing to invest in new capabilities if they want to remain competitive and successful. Investing in new technologies can help the firm stay ahead of the competition, but it also carries risks. If investments are not managed properly, they can lead to failure. In The Innovator's Dilemma: When New Technologies Cause Great Firms to Fail by Clayton M. Christensen, he explains that established firms need to carefully consider their investments and how they will affect their business model before investing in any new technology or capability. In order for an established firm to succeed with its investment into a new capability, it needs to have a clear understanding of what the technology is capable of doing and how it fits into its existing business model. It should also assess whether there is enough demand for this particular technology or capability within its customer base so that it can generate sufficient returns on investment. Finally, established firms must ensure that they have adequate resources available for training staff on the use of these technologies as well as providing ongoing support once the technology has been implemented. By taking all these factors into consideration when making decisions about investing in new capabilities, established firms can increase their chances of success while minimizing potential risks. Main idea number 12. Established firms must be willing to invest in new markets if they want to remain competitive and successful. Investing in new markets can open up opportunities for the firm to capitalize on disruptive technologies, but it also carries a risk of failure if the investments are not managed properly. In The Innovator's Dilemma: When New Technologies Cause Great Firms to Fail, Clayton M. Christensen explains that established firms should focus on understanding their customers' needs and developing products or services that meet those needs better than any other competitor. This requires an investment of resources into research and development as well as marketing efforts. In addition, established firms must be willing to take risks when investing in new markets. They need to understand the potential rewards and risks associated with each market before making any decisions about entering them. It is important for these companies to have a clear strategy for how they will enter these markets, what kind of resources they will commit, and how long they plan on staying there. Finally, established firms must be prepared for failure when investing in new markets. Even with careful planning and preparation, some investments may fail due to unforeseen circumstances or competition from other players in the market. Established firms should have contingency plans ready so that losses can be minimized if things don't go according to plan. Main idea number 13. Established firms must be willing to invest in new technologies if they want to remain competitive and successful. Investing in new technologies can help the firm capitalize on potential disruptive technologies, but it also carries a risk of failure if investments are not managed properly. As Clayton M. Christensen explains in his book The Innovator's Dilemma, when new technologies cause great firms to fail, established firms need to carefully consider their investments and ensure that they have the resources necessary for success. When investing in new technology, established firms should focus on understanding how the technology works and what value it can bring to their business model. They should also assess whether or not they have the capacity and capability needed for successful implementation of the technology. Additionally, companies should evaluate any risks associated with investing in a particular technology before making an investment decision. Ultimately, established firms must be willing to take calculated risks when investing in new technologies if they want to stay ahead of competition and remain profitable over time. By taking these steps, companies can ensure that their investments will pay off while avoiding costly mistakes. Main idea number 14. Established firms must be willing to invest in new products if they want to remain competitive and successful. Investing in new products can help the firm capitalize on disruptive technologies, but it also carries a risk of failure if the investments are not managed properly. As outlined by Clayton M. Christensen in his book The Innovator's Dilemma, when new technologies cause great firms to fail, established firms should carefully consider their investment strategies when investing in new products. When making decisions about which products to invest in, established firms should take into account both short-term and long-term goals. Short-term investments may provide quick returns that can help sustain the business, while longer-term investments may require more time before yielding results but could potentially lead to greater success down the line. Established firms should also consider how their current product offerings fit into their overall strategy for growth and development. Finally, established firms must be willing to accept some level of risk when investing in new products, as there is no guarantee that these investments will pay off or even break even over time. However, with careful planning and consideration of potential risks associated with each investment decision, established companies can increase their chances of success while still taking advantage of emerging technologies. Main idea number 15. Established firms must be willing to invest in new services if they want to remain competitive and successful. Investing in new services can help the firm capitalize on the potential of disruptive technologies, but it also carries a risk of failure if investments are not managed properly. In The Innovator's Dilemma, when new technologies cause great firms to fail, Clayton M. Christensen explains that established firms should focus on understanding their customers' needs and developing products or services that meet those needs better than existing offerings do. This requires an investment in research and development as well as marketing efforts to ensure that the product or service is successfully launched. In addition, established firms must be willing to take risks when investing in new services. While there is always a chance for failure, taking calculated risks can lead to great rewards if done correctly. Established firms should also consider partnering with startups or other companies who specialize in innovative technologies so they can benefit from their expertise while minimizing risk. Ultimately, established firms must recognize that investing in new services is essential for staying ahead of competition and remaining relevant within their industry. By doing so, they will have access to cutting-edge technology which could give them an edge over competitors who are unwilling or unable to make such investments. Main idea number 16. Established firms must be willing to invest in new processes if they want to remain competitive and successful. Investing in new processes can help the firm capitalize on the potential of disruptive technologies, but it also carries a risk of failure if not managed properly. To ensure success, established firms should carefully consider their investments and develop strategies that will maximize returns while minimizing risks. The Innovator's Dilemma by Clayton M. Christensen provides an insightful look into how established firms can successfully navigate the challenges posed by disruptive technologies. The book outlines how companies can identify opportunities for innovation, assess their readiness for change, and make informed decisions about investing in new processes. By understanding the implications of investing in new processes, established firms can better prepare themselves for disruption and take advantage of emerging opportunities. With careful planning and strategic decision-making, these organizations can stay ahead of competition while continuing to grow. Main idea number 17. Established firms must be willing to invest in new organizational structures if they want to remain competitive and successful. Investing in new organizational structures can help the firm capitalize on the potential of disruptive technologies, but it also carries a risk of failure if not managed properly. In The Innovator's Dilemma, When New Technologies Cause Great Firms to Fail, Clayton M. Christensen explains that established firms need to understand how their current business model works and how it could be disrupted by emerging technologies before investing in any new structure. Christensen argues that established firms should focus on creating an environment where experimentation is encouraged and mistakes are accepted as part of the learning process. This will allow them to identify opportunities for innovation without risking too much capital or resources up front. Additionally, he suggests that companies should create incentives for employees who come up with innovative ideas and reward those who take risks while still maintaining a culture of accountability. Ultimately, investing in new organizational structures can lead to success or failure depending on how well these investments are managed. Established firms must carefully consider all aspects before making such investments so they can maximize their chances of success. Main idea number 18. Established firms must be willing to invest in new talent if they want to remain competitive and successful. Investing in new talent can help the firm stay ahead of the curve by capitalizing on disruptive technologies, but it is also important for firms to manage these investments carefully. If not managed properly, investing in new talent can lead to failure as well as success. In The Innovator's Dilemma, When New Technologies Cause Great Firms to Fail, Clayton M. Christensen explains that established companies often struggle with how best to invest in emerging technologies and innovative ideas without sacrificing their core business operations or taking too much risk. He argues that a balance must be struck between investing enough resources into developing disruptive technology while still maintaining focus on existing products and services. Christensen suggests that established firms should create an environment where experimentation is encouraged and mistakes are accepted so long as lessons are learned from them. This will allow the firm to take risks without fear of failure while still ensuring that any investments made are done so strategically. Main idea number 19. Established firms must be willing to invest in new partnerships if they want to remain competitive and successful. Investing in new partnerships can open up opportunities for the firm to capitalize on disruptive technologies, but it also carries risks that need to be managed carefully. As Christensen explains in The Innovator's Dilemma, When New Technologies Cause Great Firms to Fail, the challenge is not only how much money a company should invest in these potentially disruptive technologies, but also how it should manage them so as not to disrupt its existing business model or cannibalize its current products and services. In order for established firms to make wise investments in new partnerships, they must have an understanding of the potential benefits and risks associated with each investment. They must also develop strategies for managing those investments effectively while still protecting their core businesses from disruption. Ultimately, investing in new partnerships can help established firms stay ahead of the competition by taking advantage of emerging trends and technologies before their competitors do. However, this requires careful planning and management of resources, both financial and human, in order to ensure that any investments made are beneficial rather than detrimental. Main idea number 20. Established firms must be willing to invest in new strategies if they want to remain competitive and successful. Investing in new strategies can help the firm capitalize on disruptive technologies, but it also carries a risk of failure if the investments are not managed properly. As outlined by Clayton M. Christensen in his book The Innovator's Dilemma, when new technologies cause great firms to fail, established firms should carefully consider their options before investing in any new strategy or technology. When making decisions about which strategies and technologies to invest in, established firms should take into account both short-term gains as well as long-term sustainability. It is important for these companies to understand that while some investments may yield immediate returns, others may require more time and resources before they become profitable. Additionally, established firms should ensure that their investments align with their overall business objectives. Finally, when investing in new strategies or technologies, it is essential for established firms to have an effective system of monitoring progress and evaluating results. This will allow them to identify potential problems early on so that corrective action can be taken quickly and efficiently. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.books.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy further readings.